I became aware of Give 10 thanks to social media, right? Everybody is always all over social media, myself included. So I saw it on Instagram, and it asked for a story of how you give 10 back to your community. And I immediately thought of the workplace and how much we really encourage health and wellness here. They gave us Fitbits at an extremely discounted price. It's funny because once this all started, we all kind of became competitive with each other in a good way. So Cleveland State University's Rec Center offers a lot of really great fitness classes. What we did was we went over there and we checked some out, and the word spread around the office that these are really great classes, and as many of us that can make it, head on over there and we get our steps in with the exercise class. To me, Give 10 means to give something to better the community and better yourself. It's important to keep in mind that it's not just for you, but for others.
In the mid-1980s, my sister and I, Sandra, got tickets for the Dog Pound season tickets. So the family is there. We bark together, cheer together, make up superstitions, and cry together. And so it's been many, many years. The invitation to come to the reveal party was unbelievable to me. It was almost like going to the first game. They came back in 1999. I will never forget it. I will cherish it for the rest of my life. It was absolutely beautiful.
And I think that this was a great example of just how much the team and the organization really embraces the city and its fans. I mean, kind of spoiling us to this uniform reveal and such a huge stage and everything. It was a lot of fun, and it really made us kind of reaffirmed how much we are appreciated in the city and to the team.
I saw Jimmy Haslam, he was sitting in the front. I went up there and I introduced myself. I'm Cindy McCarthy. Thank you, Mr. Haslam, for everything you've done for the city of Cleveland and the fan experience you have given us at the Brown Stadium, because fan experience has been overwhelming since he took over. So I thanked him for that. And he thanked me for coming. That was cool.
For 2015, I'm looking forward to the noise. I'm looking forward to the atmosphere. I miss that atmosphere when the season's over. It's always so sad for me because I know my Sundays are going to be a little different.
I am excited to see them play in their new uniforms. And I'm excited to see some W's and the whole season. And if we win a couple games, I'll be champing Super Bowl.
Always.
Do every year.